Well, as a follow-up from yesterday, as we were previewing the debut of The Blue Room, it is here. I have Beth Bechtel. She's the president and CEO of Agronovis Indiana. I'm Alex Wojcicki for FFA Today. Beth, initial reaction of when those doors opened.
So I'd probably like to use an expletive, but I probably shouldn't for an F. Holy crap. I mean, amazing. This room is so incredibly cool, just what it was supposed to be. Modern, it's a magnet to these students. I can just feel it already. Every part of what I think we thought these drawings and the original plans could really sort of look like. The team that's helped put all this together just hit it out of the park. It's so much more than what I expected. And I'm so excited to hear, after we get through maybe today's first sessions, some feedback from students, because I hope that I'm not the only one who's super excited about this. I really hope that they really are fired up by the experience, by the space, by the conversations. All the pieces to this have just come together in a really cool way.
Now, before students enter the actual Blue Room, they're in this waiting room, this entry room. Let's recap real quick. What is this?
Yeah, so the entry room, this is kind of us taking some pages from Disney, right? Because you've all been to Disneyland and you wait in line, which we made the kids wait in line out in the hallway, and then you're led into the entry room before you go on the ride, and you have video screens and you have people you can talk to. And why do they do that, right? Well, Disney does it to build anticipation, and that's exactly what we wanted to do with the students, was to really build anticipation, get their wheels turning, get them talking about innovation, get them talking about ag biosciences. And then after about 30 minutes in this entry room, the doors sort of da-da, open up, and they're in the Blue Room itself. So in the entry room, again, while they're here for 30 to 45 minutes, this is where Agronovis and Microsoft really get to kind of show their stuff. And so our two organizations really kind of own the entry room. And so for us, at least as Agronovis, we want to tell the Indiana story here in this room. We want to talk to kids about ag plus bio plus science and how technology is just seeping through food and agriculture today. But we also want to sort of do the, hey, look at what's happening in Indiana, right? Like, look at how much innovation we have, how many great companies we have, how committed we are to food and agriculture. We're a pretty cool group of people, and we're pretty nice, and we're pretty hospitable, and we do think the world of FFA and our relationship with them, and also the importance of building this 21st century talent pipeline. Indiana's going to need that. The Midwest is going to need that. The country's going to need that. We got to get even kids beyond FFA to be thinking about careers in food and agriculture.
And then after they exit this entry room, there they are. The door is open, the Blue Room. Oh, what are your thoughts?
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. So there's a blue carpet, right? So there's a little bit of a movie premiere kind of vibe that's in the room. So you have a blue carpet that leads kids right down a center aisle to a Blue Room, Blue 365 booth, where FFA gets to talk to kids about sort of their plans for the future, about keeping innovation front and center in the students' educational content, what happens in their classrooms, keeping them inspired about all the kinds of projects and things that they could do in the future in innovation and technology. And then all around the perimeter, you have company booths, but they're not really booths. Like in their normal, when you go to an expo or a career fair, this place looks like a Microsoft store. I mean, clean lines and wood flooring and everything looks similar. And it's so modern and it's so cool. It's like it came straight out of Silicon Valley. And we're doing it here in Indianapolis, right? Which is yay us in Indiana. But I think it's going to draw just the state of the room, the nature of the room is going to draw students to each of those different booths. So they will have opportunities to meet with people who are representing some big global companies that are technology leaders, the Elanco Animal Health, the Cortevas, the Cargills, the BASFs. But there's a startup street, which is where we're putting, over the course of the 3 days, early stage companies, entrepreneurs, companies that have a really new creative idea, but maybe you're only two or three people in size and have to figure out how to take their technology to market, right? That's a very different story of innovation than a Cargill story of innovation. But yet, what binds it? innovation and technology is at the heart of both. There's a college corner, so we want to make sure that the students also get to see that our colleges and universities are steeped in research and focus on technology as well. So they get a chance to kind of mill about and see and touch and feel some really cool, you know, things from all of those companies. And then you have the center stage, right? So we have a 40-foot diameter circle, amazing lighting, amazing video screens, all at the top of the inner ring. That's where our speakers are going to be featured multiple times over the course of the 3 days. And so we'll have TED-style talks with speakers who are inspiring, who are relatable, and who will, I think, really deliver some powerful messages to students.
And as they got out there to do some interaction with the other companies, what have you seen on their faces?
I think I see inspiration. I think I see enthusiasm. I think I see wow factor. There's a buzz that's in that room. And given that right now we're in the middle of just the first session, what I certainly hope happens is that the students who are in here now walk out into the convention center, go back to their hotel rooms, go back to their other workshops, and that buzz and that wow factor and that I gotta be in the blue room vibe gets permeated out through the rest of the students who are here, and that it really just becomes more of a, you know, unfortunately at some point we have a maximum capacity, which is the unfortunate part of this, but I just want to make sure that as many students as possible have the opportunity to see all of this.
And the exciting thing now, Beth, is they can do just that, because the Blue Room is no longer a drawing or a design. The Blue Room is in full swing here at the 91st National FFA Convention and Expo. I've been chatting with Beth Bechtel. She's the president and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana. I'm Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today.